Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from Judges chapter 16, where we find Samson in Gaza demonstrating his unusual strength. Verse 4. After this, it came about that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, "Entice him, and see where his great strength lies, and how we may overpower him, that we may bind him to afflict him. Then we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver." We then read that Delilah failed in each of three attempts to deceive Samson into revealing the source of his strength. Verse 15. Then she said to him, "How can you say, 'I love you,' when your heart is not with me? You have deceived me these three times and have not told me where your great strength is." It came about when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him that his soul was annoyed to death. So he told her all that was in his heart and said to her, "A razor has never come on my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I will become weak and be like any other man." We fast forward now to verse 25, following Samson's capture and blinding by the Philistines. It so happened when they were in high spirits that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may amuse us." So they called for Samson from the prison, and he entertained them. And they made him stand between the pillars. Then Samson said to the boy who was holding his hand, "Let me feel the pillars on which the house rests, that I may lean against them." Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And about 3,000 men and women were on the roof looking on while Samson was amusing them. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, "O Lord God, please remember me, and please strengthen me just this time, O God, that I may at once be avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes." Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested, and braced himself against them, the one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bent with all his might, so that the house fell on the lords and all the people who were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those whom he killed in his life.
Great strength is no guarantee of protection from temptation. Although Samson had God-given power, he was defeated by a personal weakness. In the same way, those of us who are Christians have the omnipotent Holy Spirit to enable us to live righteously. But as broken beings, we're bound to make mistakes along the way, as Samson did. Our best defense against temptation is reliance upon the Word and power of God. If we'll turn to Him in our weakness, filling our mind with His truth and asking His Holy Spirit for guidance and protection, He will strengthen us to resist. But we must also be aware of our areas of vulnerability and take care to avoid situations that increase temptation. It's also helpful to prepare for temptation beforehand by memorizing scriptures that refute the lies Satan throws at us. When Jesus was tempted by the devil, he answered every enticement with biblical truth, as we see in Matthew chapter 4. And finally, don't forget to pray immediately when unholy desires threaten to carry you away. Ask the Lord to give you the fortitude and wisdom to walk away from temptation and turn to Him for strength.